Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I'm your host, Adri P. If you are a new homie and you are stopping by to check out the podcast today, I appreciate the heck out of you and I hope you enjoy your time here. If you are a returning listener and you are tuning back in for another episode, thank you so much for always showing up. This past week has been a pretty big week. I've been doing a lot of shite. If you haven't watched the new Too Hot to Handle, you wouldn't know what that's from, but the new person, one of the people on there says shite instead of shit. So Madison and I say shite all the time nowadays. And yeah, I've done a lot of shite in the last week. The first thing is I finally taken a workout class. I've been dying to work out and I just haven't been able to because I was sick for so freaking long. And then the holidays came and then the holidays were bonkers. Like I felt like I was so busy. I was working and doing extra things and then also trying to do all the holiday things and all of that stuff. Finally, now since the holidays have kind of like died down, I've been able to see where I can like plug in more things for myself. And that was one of them. I went and took my first class at Solid Core, which holy shite, that killed my body and it killed it in the best way. And I think I'm addicted now. So Madison and I have slightly started our like new apartment search because our lease is up in June. And I know you're like, Adri, that's literally like in the summer. We're not even in February yet, but that is going to fly by. Like before we know it, it's going to be May. And then I'm going to be like, oh fuck, we move in a couple weeks. So starting early, looking at apartments that we like, making appointments to tour them. So we know like we have enough time to make a decision and we're not like scrambling last minute, trying to figure out where we're going to live. And the more that I talk about it, the more excited I get, but I also get like very stressed because it's like there's just so much that goes into moving and I just hope we end up somewhere that we really like. Oh, I made my first, like, it's not my first, but I felt like a big adult and it was like weird that I was excited. I bought tires for my car. Now, don't shite on me and be like, you've never bought tires for your car before. No, usually my dad handles that, okay? He does that or he helps me with it. I found the tire place. Well, Madison's dad helped me a little bit, referred me to a place. But I called the tire place and I made the appointment. I went, I paid for the tires. I even got my sensor fixed. Like, I did all these things and I was like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. Like, so proud of myself. And it's little things like that when you're like growing up and you're kind of like turning more into like a grown up, I guess, and you have to start taking care of all these things by yourself that I get so proud of myself for. I'm like, hell yeah, I bought some motherfucking tires. Like I'm not driving on illegal tread anymore. It's great. And my car isn't sliding everywhere. I love it. Like it's just the small things that I guess as a kid, I never... Like, I was like, wow, how do my parents do that? How do people do that? How do they afford to do that? Well, I figured it out. You just work a fuck ton and you cry a lot and you just pay for it because you have to pay for it. There's nothing else that you can do. That sounds very bleak, but it's not always like that. Like, adulting is kind of fun. It's kind of nice. And if you hear me sniffling or if you can kind of hear it in my voice, I have some crazy ass allergies right now. I don't know what's going on. My nose will literally not stop leaking. And it's just like, it's just going. It's like a faucet. It's just trickling out of my nose all the time. It's very, yeah, it's very gross. Anyways, today's episode is something that I've just been like thinking about and I'm like, oh my god, like it kind of like makes me upset when I think about it. And I just like get this, I guess it kind of like fuels this fire under my ass to kind of like prove people wrong essentially and be like, look at what I'm doing, like literally screw you, you thought I couldn't do anything. So today's episode is about not letting other people tell you what you can and cannot do. Let me explain. Out of all the jobs that I've had here in Washington, I've had three bosses who are the exact same. They want you to be 110% only focused on their job and that particular thing and that company, and they don't want you even side-eyeing another company or even just having a thought about switching jobs or what you want to be doing for yourself or your next career move. They only want you focused on their teeny tiny little business and they are a complete asshole. They are just a complete asshole. Me being who I am, I'm very like, okay, if I'm going to be at this job, let's see how much money I can get out of this job by doing so many different things for them. Like, I can do social media, I can do photos, I can do like all of these other things. So I want to squeeze as much as I can out of this one place so I don't have to find other places and other sources of income. Why not just get the most out of the one job that you're doing, right? Yeah. So I start working at this coffee shop, and you can't even, I worked at a coffee shop in college, okay? And I was like telling this lady, who, this was out of college, this was in Washington, I'm telling her, and I'm like, hey, just so you know, I used to run like the social media of the coffee shop that I worked at in college. Like, I was the head of the social media team. And I like gave her basically my portfolio. I was like, look it, I grew our Instagram by this many followers in this amount of time. I did all the content creation for this. I like brainstormed all of it. I delegated a team. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know how to take photos. If you ever want someone to help you with your social media, because their social media is trash. It's not good. And she responds and she's like, oh, well, we already have a person who does that. No, thank you. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Right? It's fine. It doesn't matter. So fast forward, I quit. I quit the fucking job and I quit like the day of, and I was like, I am never returning to this fucking job again. There was a multitude of things that was wrong with working with this company. I would never suggest working there to anyone else, and I would never suggest anyone go there and purchase a drink because of the cleanliness of said coffee stand. And whatever, I quit. So then I like start reaching out to all these small businesses that I know in the area, just offering my services essentially. And she was like, I didn't want to reach out to her, but I was like, you know what, let's just see, because their social media is trash. Maybe she had a change of heart, and now because I'm in the driver's seat, I can charge however much I think that I'm valuable for, and she can't tell me how much, like, yada yada yada, because I don't work for her. All of that. So she agrees. But the thing that she, like, what she says is just, like, some, like, backhanded compliment. She's like, yeah, like, I think that would be great. You always, your weird mind comes up with such creative concepts. And I'm like, okay, fuck you. You're annoying. Whatever. I'm going to work with you because I need the money. So I start working with her. And she's like expecting like a lot out of me, like a lot of photos, because we do it like every other month. And like the more that I was doing it, I was like, yo, I'm not getting paid enough for this. So then I increased my prices. And at that point, I increased my prices and she ghosts me. And I reached back out to her again. And I was like, hey, just following up because like we're supposed to have a shoot this month, basically. And do you want to do it? Those are my prices. Those reflect my experience, my time, my like expertise in this field. She goes, no, I don't know where you get that number from, but you are not worth that much money. And to that, I didn't even respond. I legitimately looked at it and I laughed, and I like went back to my main messages page in my phone and immediately deleted her message. And I was like, yep, that's the end of that lady. Like, we had been, she's the worst boss. And then even just working with her for photos was a fucking shit show. And it was just like, not it. And I was like, okay, you're going to sit here and tell me that I am not worth that much money, when if you look at your Instagram, you have grown in followers since you've been posting pictures that I've been creating and taking. So make it make sense. Clearly, you don't want to invest in your business, which is fine. Whatever. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Move on. Now I'm working at a Montessori preschool. And this lady was a bitch. Oh my God. I've never worked for someone. Okay. Then no, there's some people who are up there with her. But this lady, I was getting paid under minimum wage. And mind you, at this point, I have a master's and a bachelor's degree. Like, I was done with my degrees. I had both of them. Like, I had my degrees and I was still getting paid under minimum wage. And I brought that to her attention. And she's like, it's because we're a small business. I'm not legally required to pay you that. And I was like, that's crazy, because the high schooler who works here gets paid more than me. huh? And she's like, well, you just don't have the right education. And I'm like, psychology? You can use psychology anywhere. Psychology is people oriented, and I am directly working with people here in this business. But at the time, I was like, you know what? This is my job. I don't have the mind, like, I don't have the energy and the emotional, all of that, to try to find a new job right now. This one's fine. It'll work for now. So same thing. I was like, you know what? Hey, just letting you know, I need more hours here. Can I work on like your social media presence at home? Like, I don't get paid enough here. I don't have enough time outside of this job to find a second job, because mind you, I also had to nanny one of the students prior to school in order to supplement my income, because I wasn't making enough money. So I would go nanny this kid from about 6 a.m. till we went to school at 8 a.m. And then I would be prepping from 8 to 9. School would start at 9. And then I wouldn't even be off until 5. And then I'd go home. And then I'd be sad because I wasted my whole fucking day. Do it. Yes. Anyways, I digress. So I'm like, hey, just letting you know, like, I could do all of your Facebook. She only used Facebook because she's old. I was like, I'll do all your Facebook stuff for you. Like, you don't even have to worry about it. And I will schedule you out until like the summer, and I will work on it at home so then I can get some hours. And with this lady, I was just like, you could just pay me my hourly wage that you would pay me in here, because I wasn't going to argue with her because clearly she doesn't have any money. So I'm doing like her Facebook and stuff like that. She's all of a sudden like not happy with it. And she's like, like, that doesn't make any sense. We don't even do that. And I was like, bruh, I'm literally referencing your old posts and just kind of like refreshing them and rewording them and making them more often. And I was like, again, look at the growth in the last couple like weeks since I've started doing this. You've gained like a couple new Facebook likes. And that's hard to do because Facebook is dead. Regardless, I'm trying to convince her to like let me keep doing it, because she's like, I just don't see the value in it. And she's like, maybe you should just work on it at school instead of working on it at home. And I was like, no, the whole point of me working on it at home is so I can get extra hours, because I need the money. And then she goes, well, I just don't really see the point of it, and maybe you just need to find a second job. And I was like, the point of it? And I was like, well, you're a small business and I just want to help like your business grow, like while I'm here, because I know how to do that. I know how to help people with their social media presence. Like, I've done it a million times. I understand how to do it. And she's like, yeah, I don't really get like where you're getting this idea from, but it's not even benefiting my business and I don't want to do it anymore. And I was like, okay. Fast forward to when I was quitting, because I could not do it anymore. This job was literally aging me, as like, I can't even explain how fast. I felt like I was all of a sudden 95 years old, about to keel over and die. And I turned in my, it was a 2 weeks, but then I was sick for the whole 2 weeks. So it kind of worked out in my favor, but I turned in my 2 weeks and I was so scared of this lady that I was crying, because I had overheard her multiple times on the phone with people telling people how stupid I am and how I amount to nothing because I'm a stupid idiot. Multiple times I would hear her talking to her friends on the phone about me. And I knew it was about me because she always called me the redhead. I have red hair. The other teacher who worked there, blonde. Not about her, definitely about me. So when I quit, I'm handing her my note and I'm crying and I'm shaking. And she's like, you're quitting? And I was like, the fact that, hold on. The fact that she knew that I was about to quit, red flag. Anyways, there were so many red flags that I just like breezed over with this job. The fact that she knew that I was quitting, horrible. And I was like, yeah, I have to, like, and I just made up some bullshit thing. And I was like, I got a really great job offer and I can't pass it up because I need the money. And she's like, I don't know where you see your worth, but good luck. So again, now we have two people telling me that I'm not worth anything, essentially. I'm not worth a dollar amount. I'm not worth a job that I made up, but regardless. Now, fast forward to me working with a real estate company. I'm not going to say much on this topic except for the fact that men are trash. Men are absolutely trash. And I think this specific type of man, you know, the man who's like, oh, you need to invest in 10 properties by the time you're 28 so you can be a millionaire, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, you need to do this. You need to put your money here. Oh, let me show you my Rolex. Let me flash my cool car, all of these things. And it's just like, okay, dude, we get it. You need your ego stroked. Gotcha. But anyways, I'm sold on this job because I was told that I would be basically a social media manager for this real estate firm. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. This is exactly what like I've been looking for. And then as I like interview for it, he explains it a little more and he's like, well, it'll be more like a personal assistant, but mainly your role is social media. And he's like, as you kind of work with the company, I'll have you get like your real estate license so you can start making your own money, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, you know what? This sounds like a really great plan. This sounds really cool. I've never been interested in real estate, but why not give it a shot? I need money. I'm tired of being poor. So I start working there and, you know, everything's fine, whatever. I feel very small in a team that is all of the same type of man. It's like the same type of person. And you're just like, I like as a woman, I guess, woman looking person, I understand I am non-binary. I use they, them pronouns, but still that doesn't even matter when you're in a work setting like this with these types of people, they still look down on you as like a small woman. And they're like, they have this misogynistic like point of view. And that's how I felt. So I didn't really voice a lot of things. And then when it was my turn to actually talk about things, or if I was directly asked a question, I would voice something and then immediately be mansplained and be like, no, it's actually this. And then they would just repeat to me what I literally just said to them, just in a different way, because they're always right and I'm always wrong. You know how it is, you know, if you have tits and anything other organs, like they're going to look at you like you're nothing. And at the time I was like, no, like I just need to keep working. Like I need this shot. I need the money. And in my brain, I thought I was making more money than what I was doing prior when I like found this opportunity. And it was kind of like my way, as we see here, money is my motivator for most things, hence why I took all these jobs and I stayed in them for a hot second, because I was like, I cannot be poor. I cannot make less than X amount of money. And I thought this job would be making me more money. Turns out, no. And unfortunately, I couldn't even get a second job because this job took up my whole fucking damn life. There was never an off switch. I was told that my hours were 9 to 5. I was fucking working from like 6 a.m. until like 10 p.m. No. Not my vibe. Not it at all. And just like the fact that I had no individuality and like I was constantly being mansplained and all of this stuff. So I hated it. And it was very apparent that I hated it, because one day he asked me, he's like, hey, just want to like check in with you. Like, how are you liking the job? And I was like, honestly, and like some shit had happened just prior to this that I was not okay with. Like I had told him that I had something coming up because a brand reached out and they wanted me to do a brand shoot with them, which meant that I would have to leave the office early because I need to be there for this brand shoot, because I'm, as much as I'm working for him, I am also trying to grow my own personal brand by, and this is something that I want to do. I want to work with this company because this is a chance for me to just kind of like open up to, so like other brands could see that I've worked with other brands in the past. And he approved it. He approved it. Let's get that clear. He approved that I could do that. The day comes of said shoot, he has not come into the office at all. And time's ticking away and it's like an hour left until I need to leave. And then all of a sudden it's like 45 minutes until I need to leave. And then 30 minutes, he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm here. Let's go shoot some content real quick. So I run downstairs and I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, just letting you know, like I have to leave at this certain time because I have this, remember I have my shoot. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This has been one day when he wants to drive somewhere to do some photos. So we're driving and I'm like, oh my fucking God. I'm like, fuck. Oh my, I'm livid. I'm pissed because I don't like being late to things. I do not like being late to things. Anyways, we get through the shoot. I'm late now and I end up being very late to the photo shoot with the brand and I was very upset. So then when he comes to me and he's like, how are you feeling about the job? I be honest and I give a chance for him to kind of see how I wanted to give him the chance so I could see how he was going to respond before I decided to make my move and to leave. So back to the question. He goes, hey, Adrian, like, I noticed, like, you're not, you're just kind of, I don't know, like, what's going on? Like, do you still like the job? And I was like, look, not really. And he's like, oh, why? And I'm like, oh, God, you're fucking, like, you're acting like you're so intrigued in this conversation. Your acting skills are subpar. And I was like, look, I don't have any time for myself. And you do not value my personal things that I do outside of work. And I have a lot of passions that I want to do. And the reason I took this job is so I can finance my passions and grow my things with the money that I'm making from this job. And I was like, I'm not making a lot of money. I'm making about the same amount of money. And I don't have any time for my personal things. All I have time for is this job, and I barely have time for school. And that's not okay, because school is something that I'm paying for. School, I mean, my the end of my master's and the begin in my life coach certificate. Anyways, I digress. And he's like, oh, really? You don't have time? He's like, you must not be managing your time well. And I'm like, huh? Me, you want to talk to me about managing my time? Okay. Mind you, we had numerous conversations about time and being on time to things, because it's something he lacks in. Anyways, I digress. So we're talking, and I'm like, look, like, this whole thing with the photo shoot really upset me. And he looks at me and he goes, your personal things cannot interfere with my business. He's like, I am growing something here. And if your personal things are going to happen on the clock, they better not interfere, and you better have your job done. And he's like, I don't know what you think you're worth, and yada, 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 and all this bullshit. And then he brings up, because prior I told him that I really wanted to be doing photography and I really want to just be traveling and taking photos. And he's like, there's no money in that. You're never going to make enough money in that. He's like, you think you're poor now? You're going to be even more poor if that's something that you're going to pursue. Huh? So I just sit for a second, and I was like, I just looked at him and I said, okay, I guess I can manage my time better. And I turn around and I have the biggest lump in my throat, the hottest tears, like, holding back. And I stayed at that job for a little bit longer because I didn't know. I had no plan. I had, like, backup plans, but I was just so worried about the money. Because the money that I was getting paid at this job that I thought was more wasn't really. And we had also moved into our new apartment, which was costing more than our old apartment. And I was like, I can't go back to working. Like, I can't make any less than what I'm making now. And I was really worried that that job was going to be, like, the place where I had just had to suck it up and stick it out and just wait. And soon enough, like, my time will come. And I kid you not, once I quit that job, I had found a job at a dance studio and I loved it. I just straight up told him, I was like, I need to be following my heart, and following my heart is not working here. I gotta go. I gotta leave. This is it. We're done. And I start working at this dance studio, and I was like, you know what? I'll figure everything out. I always figure it out. And I started listening to my things that I love. I started just doing things that I love, which is dance. I've been focusing on my photography. I've been doing social media stuff. And believe it or not, not even a month later, I would say it was probably like a couple weeks after I had quit that job, I got invited to attend a film festival and, like, go to LA and be like, what's it called? Fucking. Like, talent in a film festival and be part of a roundtable discussion for LGBTQ youth. Like, if you have been following me, you know that I went to LA and I did all this stuff with the Outfest Film Festival. I even got to work with a hotel and we collaborated, and in exchange for me staying there, like, I just created Instagram reels and TikToks for them, and I got to stay with them twice, and, like, that was cool. They, like, housed me while I was in LA. And then I even got to work with, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the brand, so I'm not going to say the brand, but I got to work with a clothing brand to help them. They, like, reached out to different non-binary individuals that they had found on Instagram, and I was helping them kind of generate how they're going to create genderless clothing, or, like, clothing for non-binary individuals. And I got to help them. Like, they found me because I was doing and posting things and, like, doing things for me and doing things not for other people. I was putting myself first. And then my TikTok started popping off because I had more time to create TikTok content. And, like, it's not a surprise to me that all of this happened once I quit that job. Once I started believing in myself and believing how much I am worth, other people started seeing that. Do not ever let people tell you that you are not worth something if you believe that you are. Those people are intimidated and they are scared by you and they are scared of your power. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, this sounds so like cringy and like, you know, like those guys you see on like TikTok or something that have like the headphones on and the podcast and they're like, don't let anyone tell you that you are not who you are. Like all that stuff. I'm dead ass, bro. Like, do not ever let someone rain on your parade, because if you know your worth and you know that you are worth X amount of money and these people are like, no, I'm only giving you this much, not worth it. You need to move on. You need to do the next thing, because someone is going to know that you are worth it and they are going to see that you are worth it and they don't need you to prove it because they know, and they are going to pay you what you are worth. They are going to give you what you are demanding. And like all of this, like when I think back to like all these jobs, I was such like a, like, I didn't fight for anything because I viewed these people, they're older than me, they own a business. I viewed them as like an authoritative figure. And I was like, okay, they have the end all, say all, be all, whatever. And then once I started realizing I have the power to quit these jobs, whatever, and they have to figure it out, fuck them. I'm going to go and make sure that my needs are being met. I am being valued and I am being respected. Because all of these people, the number one thing that they did not have for me, respect. None of them had respect for me. The fact that they could look at me and tell me that I am not worth a dollar amount, or they don't know how I landed that job, or, yeah, good luck doing that. You're not going to make any money. You think you're poor now. You're going to be even more poor if you follow your heart. Like, that's so stupid. That is so fucked up. And I remember when I was, like, trying to explain to a family member, like, all of this while it was all happening, they were just like, you know, you're not going to like every job you work at. Sometimes you just have to suck it up. And I did a double take and my jaw went to the floor. And I said, huh? You're lucky I don't work for you, because I would quit right now. If I was employed by you, I would quit. I'd be out. I am not, no way, shape, or form, sticking with something and working for someone who does not believe in me and who does not respect me. And I think, and I'm just speaking for myself, and this is my opinion, my whole generation and below is very much like this, because we are not standing for people who can't even have the human decency to just respect another human being. So if you're working a job and you're like, man, fuck this job, bro. You know how like when you get to work, you're like, I fucking hate this job. This is your sign to leave it. If you are not like passionate about what you're doing and it's not filling your cup in any way, it's only filling your bank account, it's not sustainable, it's not gonna work out. I mean, here I am, the whole point of this podcast is to not let people tell you what to do. I'm not telling you what to do in any way, shape, or form. You have free will and you can do what you want and what you believe is best for you. I have just learned, like, I'm following my heart and I'm doing things that I love, and I'm making more money than I was making at that last job where I thought that was going to make me the most money. I am okay. I am doing okay financially. Things are coming, but it's because I'm doing things that I love and I'm doing things and I'm putting myself at a price range that I know that I am worth, and I am only presenting that to people who I know are going to see my value. And if you can't see my value, I'm not sticking around until you can, because I know you will see it one day. But by that time, it's too late and I'm gone. I'm not sticking around and waiting for you to realize how valuable I am. That's all. That's all for today's episode. It's a long one just because I felt like you needed some juicy details in order for me to explain what was going on. And this is something that's like, it's been in the back of my brain as I've like been quitting jobs, like, and like doing kind of like trying to figure out and like figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, which I still don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. But I've like really realized this lately and I'm like, wow, I really let someone tell me that I'm not worth that and I believe them. Don't do that. If you know, if someone's like, you're not actually worth that much money, and you're like, wait, what? No. Like, you are worth the money that you think you are, and do not settle for less. You know your worth. Stick to your guns. And it's terrifying. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, these people are going to hate me so much. And no, I don't know if they do or they don't. All I know is that I am taking care of myself and I'm respecting myself by valuing what I am worth. Don't forget, we have some new merch up on the Bonfire website. I created a hoodie with the Yellow Pod art cover on it because I thought it was so cute. So you can check that out. Or there's the Sending You Love hoodie. Also, don't forget, I am taking write-in submissions. We haven't had a write-in submission because I just haven't had one yet. So please send me your write-ins. Send them over to my email. There will also be instructions on how to do that in the show notes of this episode. And yeah, I hope you had fun hanging out with me today. Like, sorry it was a longer episode, but if you made it this far in the episode, I appreciate the heck out of you. And if you are a new homie and this is your first time hanging out with us here at the podcast, I appreciate it and I hope you had a good time. And if you are a returning homie, I appreciate the heck out of you and I'm giving you a big old smooch on your forehead right now. And I will see you all later. Peace out.